On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Hannah Elliott. Here in the Bay Area, we are used to seeing Waymo self-driving cars, but personal vehicles still require a driver. But that could change with NVIDIA working with several car makers on self-driving technology. Hannah, you got to take a ride around San Francisco in a Mercedes that was equipped with this self-driving technology. Tell us how cool that was.
Well, Holly, I have to say it was really fun. That was it's not a scientific term, but that was the overall reaction to it. And actually, yes, this is very futuristic technology, but I kind of forgot about it about 2 minutes into the drive/ride. It was so advanced and so calibrated to seem natural and not jarring that you kind of forget very quickly the amazing technology that's being put to use, and it starts to feel pretty normal pretty fast.
So is it like a Waymo? Like, how did it know where it was headed?
It is similar to Waymo. So this was a drive-in Mercedes new CLA car. This is their entry-level EV that they're selling this year. And I tried the MB Drive Assist Pro, which is actually already operating in China. It will be available in the U.S. by the end of the year. This is similar to Waymo, but it does use a little bit of a different architecture. It uses 10 cameras, 5 radars, and a dozen ultrasonic sensors. Something like a Tesla full self-driving, that uses only cameras. So this is a little bit more complex. But to engage the program, I literally just pushed a button on the steering wheel. You put in the destination where you want to go, and the car takes over. It's really as simple as that.
So could you, like, conceivably take a nap? I mean, not that you would want to do that. I mean, like, for you, when you were testing it out, were you hyper vigilant and looking around?
Hypothetically, yes, you could take a nap. Now, this is a level 2++ driving system, which means that the car can sense if your eyes are on the road, and it can sense if you are quote unquote alert. So this is not to the level where you can truly get in the back seat and take a nap. Hypothetically, I felt comfortable enough to do that. But because this is still technically level 2 driving, it's very advanced. It's not to level 3, which is truly the car driving by itself. No, this is not at the point yet where the driver can get in the back seat and take a nap.
Okay. How long do you think before we get to level 3? Because my editor, Tom Lippy, had a really good question. He said, is there going to come a time when car owners who don't know how to drive can buy one of these?
That's a fabulous question. And I think ultimately the answer is yes. I do think this is the future. I do think we will get to a time where more and more and more people don't bother to learn how to drive. I do think we're headed in that direction. But to answer your quicker question, which is how soon will these types of cars become really prominent? We still have a few years. I think really full self-driving, at least for the next decade, we will not see in common use on personal private cars like this. We are seeing full self-driving cars and Waymo and some of the ride-sharing and fleet platforms. I know Zoox is working to really expand. Tesla, of course, is still working on their robo-taxis. So those are already coming now. But for personal private cars, full self-driving, I think we have at least another decade to go.
One last quick question. Did you get a price on the one that is coming the end of the year?
Yes, I did. So the car itself starts at $47,000, just over $47,000. This is the CLA. Now, the service is sold separately. It's actually a subscription service that is downloaded over the air. It's software. That subscription is just under $4,000 for 3 years. So actually, I don't think it's very expensive considering the price of the car, which is pretty great. And I predict a lot of people will opt in.
Wow. And have something that independent and that autonomous be available within the year.
Yes. Yep. By the end of the year, we'll have it.
Hannah, thanks so much for the reporting and for the time. That is Bloomberg's Hannah Elliott. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.